Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, kids, we're going to talk about you this morning. You know, 67% of kids say they get along very well or pretty well with their moms and dads.
Now, how old are these kids?
8 to 15 or so.
Okay, yeah, they hadn't quite hit that miserable time.
Yeah, okay.
15 to 18.
85% of kids say they actually have fun with their parents at times.
I wonder how that would compare to years past, because I do feel like I get along better with my kids than I got along with my parents at the same time.
Most of the kids said, this is between ages 8 to 18 or so, they don't want to be like their parents. I think because their parents have all kinds of rules set into place and they don't want to abide by them.
I feel like I would win the lottery if I ended up being a parent like my parents were.
Aww,
I mean, they were awesome. But there was always a clear line. Like, they were always fun to be around, but they were also a parent. And they, you know, disciplined us when we needed it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about like me. I was pretty much a perfect parent like that, too. Still am. And I will say, I think one reason your kids don't think they want to be like you is they think you're a little bit geeky and dorky.
Well, yeah, you ain't cool.
See, I'm very fortunate, but my kids seem to understand the big stuff. Now, getting them in bed on time is quite a challenge.
Well, sure.
But as far as, you know, they're not out trying to, I don't know, run off and spend a weekend without telling us where they are or anything.
Well, parents say the teenage years when those cute little angels turn into back-talking monsters who think they are smarter than mom and dad and know everything in the world and can answer everything for you at that point.
Now, my kids definitely have that, especially my daughter. And she tolerates our stupidity right now.
This is usually around the time when parents hear the three words that they hate most is, I don't like you, or you don't understand.
Not three words. No wonder your kids think you're dumb.
It's I hate you. Yeah. That's three words.
Like you is four.
Well, you don't understand is what they also said. Those are just some of them.
Yeah, give it time, though, before you realize your parents were right about everything.
True. I don't know about that, but I definitely started to think, wow, they weren't as dumb as I thought.
That is the rudest awakening, when you think, no, I know things. And then you get to an age where you're like, I know nothing. Mom, help!
All right.
Well, can I call her?
What is the toughest age to parent a girl, and what is the toughest age to parent a boy? They actually did research on this, and this survey found that 14-year-old girls are the toughest to parent due to their desire to grow up too quickly, their demands for greater freedom, and peer pressure also to look great.
I think that the worst thing with girls is whatever age they go boy crazy.
Okay.
That's whenever it becomes a nightmare.
I think that depends on the girl, because I feel like my sister out of the womb was boy crazy, and I was more like, I got stuff to do.
So your sister was difficult right out of the womb is what you're
saying.
She
still is. See? She's the problem child.
And then for the boys, what age do you think it is?
15.
Yep, 15 was the number or the age that the boys have. Of course, those raging hormones, a lot of bad behavior. You'll start seeing that a lot of times with boys, according to this survey and what the parents were saying.
Again, I am very blessed, but my kids still have traits like this. And so you do see it at those ages, even with a good kid, that they start to get a little bit of a pushback on stuff, and they start to think you don't really know what you're talking about, and they think that what they learned in school is right and what you learned was stupid and things like that. Yeah. And I mean, that's just part of life. I try to, you know, accept some of it and balance it out. Then also sometimes I like to slam them down and show them they're wrong.
Balance.
Yeah. Great parents, yeah, you are.
Good balance there.
Thank you, Cato. So. It is tough, though. I will say, as a parent of, you know, I guess now I've got a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, but those years, I don't have a clue on how to parent. I'm like, I have prayed so much more often lately than I have ever prayed before, because it's tough. Trying to figure all that stuff out.
God's like, man, quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quit praying. You got it.
No. Quit parenting.
I don't either.
He's probably right. He probably doesn't.
Well, I think it's just something everybody you learn. You just, yeah.
Unfortunately, you learn it doing it. And then later you're like, oh, I wish I'd have known that.
True.
Yeah, and it's hard to learn even from other people because every situation is different.
And nobody like knows how to do it right out of the gate. I feel like most parents, you're just trying your best. You're working with what you got.
Well,
you're learning.
I can give you a few tips.
Okay.
Number one, make sure your kids know that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them security and make sure that they have a solid base of who they are. Number two, don't try to make them be who you think they should be.
Okay.
Cultivate and nurture whatever you think they're going to want. My daughter is very likely looking to be a music teacher.
Okay.
Not a great financial move, but I'm still going to, it's what seems to make her happy, so I nurture that.
And you got to let them fail, too. That's something I feel like a lot of parents want to protect that, but
true.
That's how you grow and that's how you learn. So those failures, it's unfortunate when it happens, but you'll build yourself back up.
Sounds like y'all got a good handle on it. Can you come parent my kids?
No, you got that on your own, buddy.
Well, here is Jeff Allen talking about the teenage years.
If you have a teenager, applaud. Let me get a feel here. There it is, folks. I asked that question all over America. That's the response. Some kind of half-hearted, weak, feeble clap. That's what teens do you? They just suck the life force right out of you. I believe teenagers are God's revenge on mankind. It's as if God said, well, let's see how they like it to create someone in their own image who denies their existence. Yeah. Nowhere in the Bible does it mention how old the devil was when he rejected God's authority. My guess would be 15.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Possibly one of the most hated people on the internet is the grammar Nazi.
Ah.
No one likes it when they're called out for some minor mistake on grammar that doesn't seem like a big deal and somebody has to come along and correct you.
I just don't think people like to be called out in general about anything, Tom.
That's true.
Yeah.
I told you my dad always said, if you know what they're talking about and you correct them, you're the jerk.
It turns out your dad may have been wrong.
Oh,
because
no.
They actually have done a study and they found out that the grammar Nazi can't always help it. And there's actually a situation.
Oh, my.
Wait till you hear this.
So now being a jerk is a medical condition.
Not being a jerk, grammar Nazi.
Same thing.
Bad grammar may annoy you. And for the first time, a study found it really does stress people out in a physical way. It can even activate your fight or flight response.
Wow.
Researchers in England found that when you know something is grammatically wrong, your body reacts by kicking into stress mode. They actually measured people's heart rates. And when they would find something that was grammatically wrong, they would beat faster and their hearts would beat at a variable rate instead of steadily.
And these are probably the same people that if you correct them on math, they're like, oh my gosh, who cares?
Quite frankly, I must be stressing a ton of people out
you
with
are.
My text.
You are.
And my post.
They say that when we're relaxed, our heart rate varies very little. But whenever you have a situation like this where someone sees something that the grammar is wrong, their heart doesn't just beat faster. The time between beats gets much wilder and it's not consistent anymore.
Is that not, you know, your issue? I mean, your problem? I mean, it's not a medical problem.
It is a medical thing for these people.
Yeah, that's your own fault.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird, though. I mean, I know, like, English teachers and some of you, that has to stress you out when you see a bunch of posts. But for me, I'm oblivious to it. I don't know if it's wrong or right.
You have natural immunity.
Yes, I do.
You were born in Tennessee.
Thank you, Tom.
But the thing is that you say, oh, that's their fault. They weren't born choosing this. It's not like they decided, I will have this reaction to bad grammar. It's built into their bodies.
And the bad grammar may not be the fault of the person who posted it, because, I mean, I send texts all the time, and it changes some of my words after I send it. I mean, I hit send, and I think it's correct,
yeah.
And I swear it changes it after I hit send.
Probably what happens.
Well, like, you and I, or you and me, drives me crazy, but also I still mess it up all the time. Like, because it is different depending on how you're talking about yourself in the sentence.
The easiest way I know of is just to take one of them out and see if it still sticks. Like, if you wouldn't say, me went to the theater, you would say, I went to the theater. So it would be you and I.
Okay, good. That's what I do. So,
unless you're a caveman, then me go to the theater.
Me, you.
And it's grog.
Yes.
I just put all y'all.
You all.
You all. Us all.
Cato's method is actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
He changes it completely to, like, same with bad spelling. If you don't know how to spell a word, change the word.
Yeah, I'll figure out another way to say it.
It's hard to do that when it's there, and there, or where, and where.
Or your and your.
Yeah. Wait. Where, and where.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I need some help there, y'all.
Well, those are the easy ones, the ones that you actually mentioned.
Where, and where?
Yeah, no, Hawk is stressing a lot of people out.
Yeah. Where, and where?
W-E-A-R-R-U.
Or where wolf, W-H-E-R-E, wolf.
Over there, Grog. Wolf over there.
Yeah, or W-A-R-E, wolf.
Bless his heart.
I'm having to spell everything in my head, and it's taking me a minute.
Are you not getting a little stressed?
My heart rate is going up.
Uh-huh,
I told you. But I'm not going to correct him.
Yeah.
Well,
honestly, though, I can see that would stress an English teacher out, but most people don't worry about that.
That's not most, but a lot of people do.
What's even worse is when you get it right and autocorrect changes it. Like, we're, and it changes it to were.
Thank you.
Why does it do
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. It may not be the fault of the person posting it. It could, you know, could be their phone changing
then it. You shouldn't get mad. You'll just write back and say it's autocorrect screwed me.
A lot of times
now I'm unfriending that person.
I'll do like the is that right, and I'll put z-a-t, is that right, just to kind of, you know, or this.
That's who, not making you look cooler.
Who is this?
This okay,
it's not who is this, it's who dis.
Who dis, yeah, who dis.
And you only do that when you get a text from someone you don't want to deal with.
I was trying to use correct grammar.
You're like,
move
phone, who dis?
Who is dis?
I've been doing that wrong, too.
That's a good job, Hawk.
Thank you.
My heart rate is through the roof, and it's variable, and I'm about to explode.
And I feel fine.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this is going to affect all of us. I think maybe you've done this before. I'll tell you my story. But according to estimates, they say about 8,000 Facebook users die every day.
Okay.
So Facebook is becoming a digital graveyard for users who have passed away or passed on to the other side.
So let's clarify here.
Yeah.
They don't die because they're Facebook users.
No.
They just happen to be on Facebook, and they die from various causes.
Because old people use Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, not as often as I should be, according to my story.
I am, too.
Because I went and I saw a school friend and his birthday, and so I wished him a happy birthday. And then I saw where someone commented, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to read that comment.
That's how it works.
Yeah. So, it's like, he's dead. He died 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Oh,
I know.
I will pull birthdays off of my Facebook page, and I would just give them shout outs.
Yeah.
Because
they're
friends of mine. It was like a year later, I'm like, oh, it's her birthday again. Seemed like it was just, you know, the
last
other day.
Year.
And I just happened to pull up her page.
Yeah.
She'd passed away a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting her on the birthday list.
How good of friends were you?
Well, I'd see her downtown.
You
know, hanging out. And I will go look to make sure they've recently posted before I'll give them a shout out.
Okay.
Just to make sure they're...
That's too much work, man. I just figure I'm giving them a shout out in the afterlife.
Yeah. It seems like Facebook would start a way that you could tell, like a memorial page that the family
Do that if the family does.
Yeah.
You can have a memorial page.
Well, maybe if you don't post in a year, it becomes a memorial page.
Wait, I go that long sometimes just from not getting on.
I pray for you at times.
I think that we need to have like a Facebook funeral is what you had to have a Facebook funeral for the person.
Oh, man.
And it would sound something like this.
Facebook friends, we are gathered here in this comment section to remember Steve. And although we all feel like crying emoji right now, let's remember Steve as he would have wanted through his news feed. Steve loved food and photography. So many photos of food. And he was passionate about politics. Steve's the only person to post more about Donald Trump than Donald Trump himself. We wish it could be Throwback Thursday to when he was still with us, but Steve has logged off for good. And while Steve's time was cut short, he made the most of the time he had by spending it all on Facebook. Goodbye, Steve. You are liked.
Wow. That's pretty cool, actually.
I bet they had to poke him right when that happened just to make sure.
I think that'd be good, though. You know, you just post pictures and everything and let people know, hey, you know, because... You don't think so?
Posting pictures from where? Heaven? He's chilling,
posting
doing good.
Pictures of you
with him.
Yeah. And the funeral.
Oh, hey, I'm confused.
I don't think he's going to be smiling in that picture.
I thought it would be your friends posting memories they had with you.
Have you ever been like I'll get, sometimes it's like, hey, Carol so-and-so's on Snapchat. And I'm like, well, I hope not. She's been gone for 3 years. You get those sometimes.
Or requests from friends that have passed away. And I'm like, well, that count's been hacked.
Like, I hope not.
Y'all are being haunted. That's scary. Digital haunting.
You don't get them?
No.
From dead people?
No. Yeah. No, Sixth Sense.
She is younger than us.
A couple years.
For sure, a couple.
Facebook funeral.
I like it. I can see Mark Zuckerberg right now salivating as he thinks of ways to make money from this. We'll be buying virtual flowers and crap.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So many people hate going out on dates. It's even worse now that people do so much on computers.
Yeah.
But there's a few things that they haven't mastered, and it makes them avoid in-person dating.
Okay.
I want to help you this morning with five things that are important on a date, and they can change how the date goes for you drastically.
Etiquette.
Yeah. Etiquette is actually kind of one of them, Kato.
Yeah, you gotta have good manners.
Yeah.
Some of these are gonna be easier than others to change, but all of them are doable, and they could totally change the outcome of your dating and make you enjoy it more.
All right.
The first thing is your manners and how you treat your server.
Oh, okay.
Your date is going to notice that, how you interact with other people. They're going to assume that's how you will interact with everyone over time. And so if you're rude or short with a server, they're not going to have much respect for you, no matter how much you think the other person may deserve it.
For me personally, I like to hear someone say thank you any time that the server is done, like taking your order, like thank you. And there's so many people, sometimes I'll go out and they don't say anything, and I'm like, thank you. I'll say it for them.
Right. They'll ask for extra butter or something, and then that server brings it. They say nothing. I say every time they bring something, and I feel a little odd doing that.
I do, too, because I do it so much that other people are like, wow, I've said thank you 25 times already.
But for me, I'm like, they even take the order. They have not brought anything. It's like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not like a huge thing. That's what Cato and I both do, too.
Okay, but I'm just saying there's some people that it's almost like they're entitled. Like,
well,
they think the
server is there to serve them, and they assume that they don't need to, but it's never a good idea to act that way.
Just a nice little thing to do.
You never make someone handling your food mad at
That's
you.
That's true also.
All right, keep that in mind.
Or even disrespect them.
Exactly.
All right, so manners and how you treat your server, then your clothes. They say make sure they're appropriate. You don't want to be overdressed or underdressed, but if you're going to make that mistake, overdress. You can pull off being overdressed far more easily than underdressed, because underdress just makes you look kind of like a slob.
Okay, we kind of mentioned that a while ago about, you know, you should make sure you wear your right shoes and stuff to the appropriate thing. So, like, when you're going hiking, you don't want to show up in high heel shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which again, I've mentioned this before, the women wear high heel shoes and mini skirts to a Greenville Drive game, and I don't get that. I think that's, a little overdressed.
I don't think many guys would consider that a big enough negative to not date someone.
They look great.
Well, for the guys, though, I mean, it's hard to, like, dress up in a suit and have that baseball mitt there to catch that foul ball. They just don't go together.
You might spill your beer on you.
All right, here's another one. Pretty easy to manage for most people, but your grooming and hygiene.
Sure.
Obviously, you need to cover the basic shower, brush your teeth and your hair. But there's other things, too, like if your nails and beard are trimmed or the fragrance you're wearing. If you just go and expect them to deal with whatever, then you're not likely to get those dates. And if that's you, you can have whatever attitude you want about it, but you're still going to have a lot of failures on the dating scene.
Right.
Most people expect you not to stink, and they expect you to look like you at least have some care about your appearance.
Sometimes it may be a cologne or something that doesn't go well with you. Like, you smell that person's cologne, and like, I don't smell good. That doesn't match their personality or who they are.
It smells like my grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be something that'll be harder for you to determine, because people like what they like, but you need to at least be trying.
Is he got on Old Spice?
All right. Next is a little tougher, your facial expressions. This includes things like making eye contact instead of looking away all the time, and smiling authentically instead of forcing it. So even if you have to force it, make it look authentic.
Okay, that's good to know.
And some people can't hide their expressions.
I know.
I've had people say, I wanted to say something to her, and I'm pretty sure that they knew what I was thinking based on my expressions. And I'm like, you got to have a blank face.
And a lot of times, a lot of times, like, Tom's got a resting biscuit face.
Actually, no, it's just in here.
It's resting chicken finger face.
No, I do have that.
Yeah. And you know what? I will also say this. So sometimes my kids, they'll tell a joke or something, and I will do a laugh, like it's like a courtesy laugh. And like, oh, Dad, that wasn't real. And they'll call me out. So you need to practice your fake laugh.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I've gotten good at it.
You
over
don't
the
even,
years.
You, Tom, you've not laughed since 1994.
A real laugh.
Actually, 97. That's when I got here. And yes, it's one of my coworkers.
Yeah, okay.
They're not funny. Finally, your body language. This kind of goes with facial expressions, but it's also things like how you walk or sit in your chair. Good posture makes you more attractive and signals that you have confidence. So even just sitting up straight, putting your chest out just a little bit for guys and girls, and just looking more confident, making eye contact. Those may be things you have to work at, but you can practice in front of a mirror or with a friend, and that will make a big difference. Because if you're seen as not being confident, most people aren't looking for that. They're looking for someone who is going to be able to go out and brave the world with them.
You know, and you're always telling your kids, though, don't you, like, hold your shoulders back when you're walking? Because a lot of times they have those big backpacks, so it's hard for them to hold their shoulders back.
I saw a girl not long ago who was beautiful, but she walked with her shoulders slumped down and slumped over, and I thought, man, she just is, she would be so much more attractive if she radiated confidence instead of this beat down look.
But that's all you see now. Nowadays, everyone's on their phone, so they're all slumped over.
Well, that's different. Yeah. But when you're just walking along and you're all slumped over, it makes it look like you're depressed or down on stuff.
I might be looking for a penny on the ground.
Well, you need to hold a phone in front of you so it doesn't look like it.
My mom was talking about that because she's a granny, and she's like, I wish I could hold my shoulders up like I used to. I just can't hold them up as much like I used
to. Get her a back brace.
Well, it could be that or a new bra.
I was going to say.
There's some weight right there.
Well, buy your mom a bra.
That just sounds weird.
That's gross.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.